whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we've got the college football crack block continuing next. That's a continuation from yesterday, where we will talk about Rose Bowl revenue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know if you saw, but ratings and attendance for bowl games. I have some numbers. Mm,
I did. Well, I haven't seen the attendance, but I did see the ratings.
But first, what's with all the blowouts? Now, my programming note is that the poll question is just going to stay on X for the time being.
Okay.
So it's up there every day. We don't have to cover it here. It's not sponsored, but I'm throwing it up there.
It's so, just there.
Yeah. Well, it's like, go to X, okay?
Yeah. Figure it out.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Let's go.
But we're not going to, we don't have to cover it every day at 3:15 here like we normally do. We're just going to punt on that son of a bitch.
All right.
How about that?
Rugby style?
Let's turn it over a new leaf in 2025.
Right.
We're going to get right into the sports talk.
And speaking of programming notes, yes, the college football playoff game will be on immediately following the Oregon-Ohio State basketball game.
And tomorrow's is Penn State-Notre Dame.
You are correct. And then I'm guessing that the Texas-Ohio State game will be on 9:10. Am I correct?
Well, that's on Friday.
That's the following day. But yeah, I believe so.
Because I don't think we're off on Friday. I think we're...
What?
Yeah. No. So if you want Texas, Ohio State, because they're both, we'll be on the air for both of the, well, we would be on the air for both of those. So Texas, Ohio State, you can listen to us and then flip over and go back and forth between us
and
Texas and Ohio
State. You should listen to us watching Ohio State, Texas.
I like
that's what it's going to be.
I like where we're going with that, yes. We'll keep you updated on everything you need to know about that game, which could be over within a quarter because that seems to be what Ohio State's doing to teams.
Yeah, that's coverage for that on 9:10 starts at 4 o'clock on Friday.
Bingo.
I love pregame coverage, too.
Hot radio pregame. Let's go.
Well, there have been 38 college football playoff games, and the average margin of victory is 18.4 points.
It does not seem very close. No.
That's no good.
No.
For anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You, me.
Any of us.
Our moms.
No, maybe your moms love blowouts. I don't know.
But I wonder what that is. You know, because it's supposed to be the, you know, it's, and that's not just this year with all the weird seating and everything that they need to get ironed out. It's the whole time.
Well,
it's just been nothing but blowouts. We talked about this with Joey last week. The college football championship game, we haven't had a close one in 7 years.
No, it's been a while.
The title game.
I remember the Alabama-Clemson one. I remember that one being nuts. Neither team could get a stop. That
was
kind of fun.
That was 2017.
I know. That was a long time ago.
It's like...
Well, and maybe it's just the case of we talk about this, that we can talk about parity in college football, and maybe we're finally getting some parity, but there's usually one or two teams that are just different than everybody else. They look different. Oregon has seen it. And then sometimes, you know, games can be closer. Like what was the Ohio State Oregon national championship game? Because I know Ohio State ran away with that, but for three quarters, that was a close game.
It was a 1 point game going into the fourth.
Yeah, but it was like 42-24.
Yeah, I think they scored three unanswered touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and that was that.
You know, Clemson, Texas ended up being 38-24. That was a close game until it wasn't.
But that's 14 points.
What?
14 points. I mean,
yeah, but that was. I mean. If you watch that game, Clemson was in that game, and then Texas pulled away. Yeah. Penn State, Boise State was that way. Boise State had a touchdown called back because of a penalty that I believe would have cut that to a 3-point game in the fourth quarter. Didn't get it, and then Penn State put away the game winner there. So two things. One, sometimes games can be closer than the score is indicated. And then a lot of times in the four-team format, we would get one team that certainly didn't belong. I remember Michigan State. I remember Cincinnati.
Washington get blown out once?
Well, I don't know if they got blown out, but Alabama didn't necessarily score a bunch of points on them, but UW, I think, scored like 3 points.
Yeah, that was like 21-0 or something.
It might have been like that, like 21-6 or something. But again, close game that just Washington couldn't score. So we've seen where sometimes with four teams there just wasn't, there's one that didn't really belong.
24-7.
There was one team that didn't really belong in there, but got in and usually got drubbed. Or when you got to the, like with LSU, that team with Joe Burrow, they were just so much better than everyone else. Or some of those Alabama teams or Georgia teams. Like TCU had the amazing upset over Michigan. But let's be honest, to a man, TCU had nothing to offer Georgia. They just didn't. And so I do think a lot of times in college football, there's just been one or two teams that are just different animals and no one else can compete with them.
Well, 41% of all regular season games mm-hmm. are decided by 20 or more.
Yeah.
But only 10 of the 38 college football playoff games have been decided by 7 points or less.
Well, Bartu talks about this a lot, that college football is the least parity sport in the world. And that, because Dave picks like what? With just with talent level, coaching, and home field, right? And I think he has attrition now, like how many guys you lose off your roster. But now with the transfer portal, that's probably blown to hell. But he picks, I believe it's almost 80% of games correct, simply based on that. Because when you're Oregon, when you're Ohio State, like how many games this year did Oregon play a team, a regular season, that had any business, if Oregon showed up, had any business even playing with them? Two?
That's yeah, it? Maybe two.
Maybe. Ohio State was one, and then Penn State in the
Big Ten championship.
In the Big Ten championship. But that's, again, at the Big Ten championship. Everyone else, when you looked at a talent composite ranking, they didn't belong on the same field. Whereas in the NFL, even bad teams, all those guys are pros. And so what I'm hoping is that with this NIL, some of this stuff gets spread out a little bit. You're not able to stockpile. But at least in this run, it really hasn't led to much because we're still seeing the blowouts minus Texas and Arizona State, which has been a great game. But like Oregon and Ohio State shouldn't be a blowout. Those are two really good teams that we saw play a classic, but
yeah,
you know,
that's what's weird about the and not that that doesn't happen in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's just what's weird about these college numbers. I mean, only 10 of 38 playoff games, which is supposed to be the best of the best, decided by 7 or less.
Yeah.
In the NFL, for example, let's see, 272 games, 143 of them decided by one possession.
Yeah.
That's 53%. Mm. Half of the games that you watch in the NFL are decided by one possession.
Yeah.
And that is, so I gave you that number of 41% of regular season games in college football are decided by 20 or more. Mm-hmm. You know what that number is in the NFL?
I'm guessing that number is so small.
18%.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to blow teams out in the NFL.
It's a dirty little secret of why, another little thing that gets overlooked of why we love the NFL is that it's just more competitive, even when they're two crappy teams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see it at the end of week 18 when there's teams with nothing to play for. Atlanta was playing Carolina and New Orleans was playing Tampa Bay. And New Orleans, bunch of guys weren't playing, didn't have the quarterback, best offensive player. Carolina, nothing to play for. And both of those, and by the way, Atlanta lost. And Tampa Bay got pushed to the absolute brink. Because I try to tell people this, like, and it's not like I played in an elite high school league. But my entire high school career, I played against two guys that were any good. And that's no offense to anyone that went on and played it at Portland State or Eastern Washington. But two guys in my 3 years that were really good players. One went and played at USC. The other one went and played at Oregon. That's it. That's all I saw. And then you get to college. And I was a really good college player. And in my college career, I would say every year I played against three or four guys that I thought were really good. Like oh my God. Like this guy is significantly better than me. Like I'd run into a Dwight Freeney or Brian Urlacher or something.
What?
And then you get to the NFL and you're like, every player, every single one, starter, backup, doesn't matter. You're like, good Lord, that guy is a freak. So you think about a team like Ohio State or Oregon this year, if we think those are the two best teams in the country, and on Ohio State's roster, starters, they probably have 14 to 15 guys that will never play in the NFL. And that's the best team in college football.
Well, that leads to the question. So if 10 of 38 college football playoff games have been decided by 7 or less, not very many, do either of these qualify? It kind of feels like both do.
Yes.
Because sure. I know Ohio State's kicking everyone's ass, but you just mentioned it. You know, Texas, tennis. Why was I thinking? I have tennis on my brain.
Do you really?
Bodies fall out of Hirsch's. When's the first tennis major?
I did see that I believe the preseason collegiate rankings came out in women's tennis. BYU, number 6 in the country.
Really?
I can't remember. I follow How BYU Sports that? On Twitter, and they had a hot come across my timeline today. And
tennis player?
Tennis player, and they're the number 6 team in the country.
Nice.
So maybe that's what it was on your brain.
Well, Texas and Ohio State, I mean, the thing about the Texas-Ohio State game, which leads me to believe it could be a good game, is, one, it's just not so easy to just crush everyone on your way to an easy title. It doesn't work that way.
No. And
two, Texas just has NFL
yes.
guys all over the place.
Yes.
And that's really it. I know they haven't put it all together, and I know they've been up and down, and no one trusts Sark.
There.
But, dude, those players, they have guys that can make Jeremiah Smith's life tough.
Yes.
And I was reading that Ohio State, Texas will have 27 players on the field between the two of them with NFL draft grades.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of talent.
So maybe that's the recipe as opposed to the Penn State's, Boise State's.
It is.
The Notre Dame, Indiana.
It is.
The, Arizona State, Texas ended up being close.
Yeah. But that should have.
It doesn't always,
but yes. That's the gap that I'm talking about is, and somebody, Michigan State guy even pointed out that Alabama, Michigan State game, they said that was like 7-0 going into the half.
Spartan bro.
But again, the depth of Alabama just wears you down, but Texas and Ohio State shouldn't wear each other down. They should, that should be a movable object, right? Irresistible force.
And the same
is
true of Penn State, Notre Dame.
Should.
Pretty equal. It seems. I mean, the spread is.
A lot of NFL bodies. And the other one, too, is I think the layoff for college football. I do think that causes a weird reset. And I think some teams handle it better than others. And like Ohio State, you know, Oregon, right? When you jump out like that, if you don't start well in these sorts of games, you can get behind the eight ball and it's hard to recover from. And I think that has something to do with it, too, because I do think, unlike the NFL, where there's more of a rhythm, in college, you've always, you know, the old system, everyone got 3 to 4 weeks off, and then you had to pick up and play again. And I think that can be kind of wonky, too.
Yeah, I do feel like in NFL games, for whatever reason, perhaps it's just the caliber player. But Oregon has great caliber players, and they just could not recover from starting slow against Ohio State.
No. Well, I mean, that's a huge hole. But, yeah.
I would just mean like 14-0.
Yeah.
Not 34-0. 14-0. Yeah. Yo, it's time to go. Wake up.
Couldn't stabilize.
But I feel like in the NFL, you see this all the time, where teams fall down 7-0, 10-0.
21-3 even. You're like, they're in the game in the last possession.
And they just bounce right back. They just get up and bounce right back.
And the other one, too, about it is, in the NFL, when we get to this point, we usually have elite quarterbacks, right? Look, who's our playoff matchups that we got in the NFL when we look at
it? Well, you can go Packers, Eagles. You can go Rams, Vikings.
I mean,
you can go Texans, Chargers.
Yeah, we got really good. C.J. Stroud and Justin Herbert and Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Bo Nix, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Jordan Love. Like, you're getting a pattern here. And let's look at even the college, the four teams that are left. No offense, but we're getting Will Howard versus Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
And Riley Leonard, who, by the way, they blew out technically Georgia, right? By what? Two scores?
That's a double-digit
win. Yeah. Riley Leonard threw for 90 yards, for God's sakes. And Drew Aller's on the other side, and that's the other one. So if you fall down early in college, dude, you don't want Riley Leonard.
Who's bringing you back?
Who's bringing you back? Whereas if the Chargers, what did the Chargers fall down to the Jags that one year?
Well, that was last year.
What was, yeah.
Was that Staley? Last year? Well, that was last year.
Yeah, was that was
2 years?
Last year.
I thought it was 2 years ago. Was it last year?
I don't remember.
But yeah, it was like 24-3 or something like that.
Yeah, you're like, 24-0. Yeah, well, this thing. But when you have a Trevor Lawrence, you have a Justin Herbert or whatever, you've got a chance. I'll tell you right now, Riley Leonard falls down
it
by
was
double
27-0. And they won.
Yeah. Riley Leonard is not coming back.
Although Trevor Lawrence, I think, turned it over.
It was ridiculous.
Did he turn it over?
I want to say it was five.
Four.
It was a lot.
Times in the, yeah, four first half interceptions in the first, and they were in the first half, they were on 27-0 and they won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks to Brandon Staley. Yeah. But yeah, it's just interesting. I just, I say all that, not to scare you that these games will be blowouts, but here we go again with these should be great games. And we're flipping it off in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Washington. I mean, that was Ohio State, Oregon was supposed to be the game of the year.
Yeah. Well, remember last year in the championship, right? Washington and Michigan.
Exactly. And that was close for a while.
Kind of, but...
But like I said, we haven't had a close championship game since 2018.
And you could tell when you watched that game, even when Washington was threatening to make it a game, anyone that watched 2 seconds of that game...
They were barely hanging on.
You knew who the better team was.
Yeah.
You knew it.
Well, hopefully we get good ones. We'll talk about it later. Who wins the college football playoff? But up next, our college football crack block. Here's Buck.